You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And strike three. Six Ks for Lugo in five scoreless innings.
Woo!
And Lugo gets him. Letter high cutter. And he got him with a fastball. Heat from Lugo, and he's got his second strikeout.
Watch how he sets up hitters. Okay, right here. There's a breaking ball. It sets up Christian Walker, and he struck him out the next pitch. Okay, here's a slider, and then he comes in with a heater. Next guy, DeCenzo, you're down. And the third guy here, Caratini, there it was. Two different pitches. He's great. He's a master at setting guys up.
Swung on and missed. Strike three. Eight Ks for Lugo. Seven scoreless.
Yeah, who's watching you is us. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we continue our stalking segment because we want to talk about people you might be honing in on ahead of the trade deadline. We talked about Mitch Keller yesterday. Today, we set our sights on Seth Lugo. Why is it fun to bring up both of their names? Well, they faced off last night.
It's great, actually, that we just talked about someone yesterday and then he immediately hits the mound. And he doesn't lose, doesn't win, no decisions for everyone in a win for Seth Lugo's team, in which he also gets the no decision. And I think the biggest thing takeaway-wise from last night specifically is that Seth Lugo looks pretty doggone good of late.
He does. The Royals beat the Pirates last night 4-3. They are now second in the AL Central as we, number one, try to figure out if he's even available. There's that part of it. The Royals right now 14 games back of the Tigers, but that's because of how good the Tigers are at 59-34. But they're only four games back of a wild card. They and the Minnesota Twins.
One of three teams, four games back in that wild card race. The AL is wide open in terms of the playoffs. A lot of that has to do with slides by the Yankees and other teams. And the division in the AL West might be a two-team race. The division in the AL Central, that race is over. Seemingly, because Detroit's not slowing down for anyone. But the AL East is wide open, and some of the other teams that are just hanging within earshot of 500 are within earshot also of a playoff spot.
Well, and that's why it's important to acknowledge whether or not Seth Lugo may be available. Now, let's talk about his contract, number one. He turns 36 in November. So his age is a part of this, and I think will affect, if he is traded, the price. He's got a $15 million player option for next season, but it sounds like he might be opting out of it given that he finished second in the Cy Young voting. He was an all-star. He has a body of work that is impressive, and there are many teams who want him. Like, the Mets are also in the fray on this when it comes to teams who are interested in his services.
I think the Mets Dodgers, Yankees are all teams just like the Cubs that need pitching. And when we talk about Lugo, here's why he's right now number one on my list of guys that the Cubs should just go after and get. Number one, he is an out-getter. Last year, he led the league in batter's face, 836. He pitched over 200 innings in a time in which people don't do that. He pitched 206 innings. You mentioned the fact that he was second to you-know-who, Tarek Skubal, in the Cy Young voting, but also a Gold Glove winner. He fits right up the middle with what you're talking about, the spine of the defense. He can help himself with what he's able to do on the mound. And I think the other thing that I don't want to get lost in the shuffle, he did pitch in the postseason last year, making two starts. He gave up one run in 4 1/3 and a win against the Orioles, and two runs in 5 innings against the Yankees. I like the fact that he is a guy who has shown that he can not only be a big moment pitcher, but he can come up when the regular season's over.
But here's the rub. As we mentioned, the Royals are on one right now. They've now won, after last night's win, I believe it is, 8 out of their last 12. So when you consider that, he might not be available, but let's admire the body of work. He also throws a ton of pitches.
10 of them.
Yeah, you've got a sinker, a curveball, a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slurve, a changeup, a slider, and a, just to mix it up, slow curve. The guy knows how to pitch. That's the bottom line here. He will add value to a team even at 35 years old, even if he decides to opt out in that age 36 season. I could see why he is an attractive trade candidate. And you think that he is even higher than that for you.
Here's why. So a 1.54 ERA over his last 7 starts. So it's like, if you want to go, what have you done for me lately? That's cool. But understanding how good the Cubs offense has been and what we expect out of them on a night-to-night basis, if you told me I'm going to add a pitcher to the rotation that in 12 of his 17 starts gave up 2 earned runs or less, and that he went 5-plus innings in all but one start this season, I think you'd sign up for that.
Let's also listen to what others have to say about Seth Lugo, because that's what stalking is all about. It's not just about what we say. What do the others say? So let's start with Ozzie Guillen talking about Seth Lugo when he faced the White Sox on June 6th.
It's outstanding, you know, because Lugo's on the mound. Lugo has been playing Nintendo against the White Sox hitting. All of a sudden today, the White Sox take advantage. It was deep in the counts a lot of pitching count. That's the reason they take it out in the 5th inning. And good job by the hitters today.
My only question, Ozzie, is, was he playing Little League Baseball? Was he playing Bases Loaded 2? Was he playing Baseball Stars? Which NES game was he playing against the White Sox when he was dominating?
Lugo has been playing Nintendo.
I feel like Ozzie would tee that up perfectly in a response.
Maybe Tecmo Baseball? I could go on and on with this one. The original MLB Baseball on Nintendo? Look, Nintendo got a lot of baseball games.
That they do, and I feel like they have as many as pitches that Lugo throws. Let's also hear from his manager, Matt Quattaro, on what Seth Lugo does so well.
We couldn't be happier, you know, for sure, not only on what he's done on the field, but what he's done behind the scenes, the way he leads in the clubhouse, the way he communicates with the pitching staff, but also the coaching staff, just the person he's been. It's been a pleasure to have him and his family here with us, for sure. But then you take to what he's done on the field, and it'd be really hard to find flaw in anything he's done.
You heard the mention of family there. Do you know what his nickname is? Seth Lugo's nickname is Puerto Rican. Do you know why his nickname is Puerto Rican? It's a nod to his paternal grandfather. He also played for the Puerto Rican team back in the 2017 World Baseball Classic. So he's from Louisiana, and he wasn't sure when he got to Team Puerto Rico whether or not he'd be accepted, because like, he's a Louisiana boy. But they welcomed him with open arms, and as a nod to that, he's been called Puerto Rican ever since. And he's, as they said, a 10-year veteran. You mentioned he's turning 36 soon. He knows what this is, and he knows what this ain't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, he also is pitching. I mean, to finish second in Cy Young voting at 34, that is an incredible feat to have in Major League Baseball. So, number one, if you're the Royals, I see why you would want to keep him, because he helps you get the best chance to still contend for that wild card. But if, given his age, given what you know the options look like, you know, if you want to move somebody, Russ talked about the possibility of buying and selling at the same time. That might be savvy for them. Let's listen to his general manager on the Royals late last season about what he saw out of him.
He's been outstanding. I mean, it's been fun to watch him, because, you know, we know what we thought he would be from afar, but now you're in the clubhouse with him. You're watching the work that he does. It feels like he's even getting better with maybe more experience as a starter. With all the different pitches he throws, the strikes that he throws, you almost feel like he's starting to figure out how to strike guys out as well, at least over the last two games. So he's been, I mean, we couldn't ask him to do anything more than what he's done. So it's been really fun to watch, and it's exciting. You look forward to watching him pitch.
In Seth Lugo's last seven starts, the righty has gone 41 innings with a .132 ERA. .132, the whip, sub one at 0.95. 43 strikeouts compared to 14 walks. There's a lot to love.
So, slight concerns would be the fact that his strikeout to walk ratio is 2.84, which is the lowest that it's been in quite some time. You got to go all the way back to his rookie season. His strikeouts per nine, just 7.8. Look, his fastball average is 91.6. That's why the pitch mix is so important.
Right.
And he throws 10 pitches. Now, he doesn't throw them all equally, but he does just enough of each one to make you think twice about things. Like the four-seamer that he throws, 20.9% of the time. Curveball, 17.6. Sinker, 15. Cutter, 12.6. Changeup, 10.6. That's just the first five pitches. He all throws at more than 10% of the time. You don't know what's coming. Then there's the slurve you talked about. 9% of the time he's throwing the slurve, which is the slow curve. Like, there's a lot of mix there.
There is. I mean, the guy just knows how to pitch. Like, that's it. And you're seeing it in his results, and you're seeing how he's doing it. I think heading up to a point where if you know that that's a possibility for you as an individual, it's a very hard time to keep your inside your game, to play inside of yourself, and to be able to do this. And he's showing you how he's answering under pressure as well, which I think is really cool.
We don't know, as we're talking about Seth Lugo in our stalking segment leading up to the trade deadline, guys that the Cubs might be interested in. We don't know if he will be available, but I wonder if he is available, Layla. Man, that cost is going to be high. Even though he's not an elite arm, he is a top-of-the-market arm, because we know what the market looks like.
Yeah, last year still matters to me.
Okay.
You know, and what he did. And the fact that I just mentioned his numbers over his last seven, I feel like that is valid in all of this as well. His team ends up, as we said, out-dueling Pittsburgh. But even in his most recent outing, six innings, two earned runs, one walk, five strikeouts, that'll work. Two home runs given up, you don't love that, but God knows we understand. So, ideally, I mean, and you look at him as a real possibility in the trade candidate market for sure.
That dog will hunt, I believe, is the...
I always say that about a hit ball. I'm like, that dog will hunt.
Listen, where the Cubs are right now, they just need guys who can get outs and do it without giving up a bunch of runs. But, and he fits that bill.
He also fits the bill of being able to take up a lot of innings. And that's important, too, when we consider this all together. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we continue to talk about stalking possible trade candidates. Yes, Robbie?
So you guys talked about with Russ last segment. If you haven't listened to that, go back in the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. We all know that. Where would Seth Lugo be in the Cubs' rotation? You guys said he may be ahead of Shota Imanaga. Where was he fit?
I think he's still two to Shota. Age, sorry, it matters in athletics. That's all. Sometimes my theories are that simple. Like Daniel Palencia throws 100, give him the ninth. Like, oh, he throws strikes and he throws 100? Yep, ninth inning for you. Oh, you're older than usual pitchers we like? Okay, you're number two.
I don't think that I'm doing it for the same reason, but I would have him slotted in at the two because of his experience with the playoffs, but also deference to Shota as being the guy who's been the guy for them for two seasons now. You see the winning percentage when he's on the mound. You see that the Cubs usually do, last night was an aberration, they usually do produce when Shota is on the mound. I like him slot in at it too, and feeling like you got a puncher's chance when you're talking about Matthew Boyd now as your three. And that's the whole reason why I say bring someone closer to the top of a rotation, because it doesn't matter if you add at the bottom, if that guy's your fifth starter, he's a non-factor in the playoffs.
This is a good point from Twitch. This is hologram underscore Harry. Is this really the year when GMs give up 6 years of control of a top prospect for a number three? Yes, I think it is. I think you're going to, once the first domino starts to fall, I think some teams are going to be really aggressive. Because remember, as conservative as we think a lot of teams have been with an impending potential work stoppage after next season, I think they might also think that this is the best time to utilize the windows of some available talent.
Well, I don't think they give up Owen Casey in this deal.
No, I don't think the Cubs would. I'm saying this said GMs. I'm not particularly talking about Owen Casey.
Okay. I think the big thing for me is Ben Brown is probably going to get moved in a deal. That's
you
a realization I'm kind of coming back to, unless there's someone lower level where you're going to give up maybe more prospects to get a guy that can help you with innings.
I wonder if Spiegel and Holmes would ask this of Craig Counsell, because he is joining 670 The Score in just under an hour at 2:30. We have more to come here on 670 The Score. We have the classiest sports interruption of all time.
I like classy.
Don't we? We continue to stalk people, by the way. Send us your submissions. We've gotten some really funny, like, out-of-context requests. Like, please stalk Shane Bieber. Please stalk so-and-so. And I'm like, hey, you got it. We'll do what we can. And just as a friendly reminder, if you need to get some of these wild trade ideas off of your chest, if you're bursting with a sports thought, go to the Odyssey app, hit the leave a voice message feature. Tell our meatball machine we're going to put together a compilation. So that way, nobody looks that wild.
That's coming up Friday. Actually, yeah. It might just get up
there's
a whole
power,
bunch of wild
there's
takes.
There's power numbers. You know, meatball don't be machine. Afraid. Don't be afraid to throw something out there. I have a feeling you're going to be among friends.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.